We've heard that local restaurants and hotels have done really well over the whole weekend, and that's fantastic. But there has been a huge loss of... I mean, it was being said it was £300,000 last week. It's looking like it's probably going to be a lot more than that. Who's accountable for that?
Well, actually, we're not sure about that, and I wouldn't want you to get an impression that there's been a huge loss. We don't know yet.
Well, you said it was announced by the council £300,000 last week.
Yes, well, that was the insurance we put against it, £300,000.
Right, so what does that mean?
Well, that's we self-insure ourselves against a loss. It's council does it all the time with lots and lots of things. This isn't
so you'll get that £300,000 back from the insurance company?
Well, we self-insured.
I'm being an idiot. I don't know what that means.
Well, means we self-insured using our reserves.
So if you self-insured and there was a loss of, let's say, £300,000...
No, we don't know that there's a loss. Well, I wouldn't want you saying that. It's
okay, well, let's assume that. Let's assume, just so we can work this out. Let's assume there was a loss of £300,000 and you were self-insured. How much of that would you have to pay then?
Well, we don't know yet. I'm really sorry. I can't tell you that. As soon as we've got the full report,
and that's
I will
gonna
come
be
on
September.
Again and willingly tell you that.
That's going to be September.
Well, I can't help that. I mean, that these things take... You know yourself, if you've done at a big event, you get the invoices take time coming in. It really does take time to get all
it
the
does.
Figures.
And it does, but I'm going to press you on this just because I have done not events anywhere near as big as this, but you know how much people are... You know how much money you owe people, don't you? You don't just wait
for
the invoices.
Don't,
you
like
don't
I just. Say, sorry, invoices you, are coming in.
But you don't just wait for the invoices to come in. You know how much you've spent,
we're
surely.
We're still doing the calculations, and it is wrong of me to make comments I don't really know.
Okay.
It is not fair on the public to give a guesstimate. That's not the way you do things. You'd say it properly.
But it's when it's their money, they'd like. I think the public are entitled to a rough idea, aren't they?
Absolutely. And
but you're not prepared to give that.
We agreed a budget that went through the executive, which we thought was around 1.9 million as to cost the whole event, and obviously that was funded. We've got Mela money that we would normally have paid for the Mela, money that we'd normally have paid for Carnival, concessionaires, all sorts of funding that's got to come in and be worked out, and that's what's being, the numbers are being crunched at the moment.
£130,000 for the ticket sales against £562,000 that you were expecting.
Well, we have also reduced the size of the event because we knew the ticket sales would be down on our estimates. We've reduced the size of the event to cater for some of that. So also that will have reduced the money that was owing as well. So, you know, until all that's worked out, it's very difficult. But you must remember, we would have had to have paid a fair amount of money out for the infrastructure, the staging, the road closures, etc., for the LOCOG event in the first place.
This was designed to cover the cost of the LOCOG event, wasn't it? And that's not worked, has it?
Well, we hope so.
Well,
we
it hasn't.
We will have. We're trying to find out, and it's really not right of me to comment. We've given you as much information as we promised we would give the ticket sales as soon as the event was over. We've done that.
It does.
We will come back to the public and tell them exactly how much it cost.
You can understand why some members of the public are perhaps angry that it sounds like, and it just sounds like that perhaps you're kind of dodging it slightly by saying, well, we'll come back in September. September's a very long way away.
Well, as soon
it's
as
in
we
July.
Start-
we're in July now, middle of July, and September. And you're saying it could be even later than September.
Well,
that doesn't sound particularly fair.
You misunderstood what I meant. We will provide the information before, as soon as we've got it, we'll provide it.
Okay.
But the council meeting is not until September.
I see. So we'll get it before. We have your guarantee that we'll get that information before the council meeting in September.
Get it as soon as it's available, it will be
before
made available.
September.
Yeah.
We've got a text from Dave in Luton. Thank you for that, Hazel. We've got a final text. When is Luton Council going to clear up Wardown Park? It's a disgrace.
Well, as you know, the weather hasn't helped since the event, but I can assure you that our park people are up there looking at it, and we're not worried about it coming back. We have Carnival every year, and we always have difficulties if it's been a wet time. So this happens. But these are public parks. They will come back to normal.
Any idea how long that'll take?
Well, they reckon about a month.
OK, brilliant. Hazel, thank you very much for coming on. Much appreciated.
Thank you.